George. God bless you, saints. Amen. Welcome to the house of the Lord. Amen. Another opportunity for us to worship Him. Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer before we open the word. Our dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we approach you humbly, Lord. Father, with thanksgiving in our hearts for your grace, your mercies, Lord. Father, which you show to us in many ways. Father, we thank you, Lord, for your tender mercies watching over us in the week that has gone by. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the blessing, Lord, of the prayer meeting on Friday. Lord, for the all-night prayer. Father, even as we entered into your house, we felt your presence already, Lord. And Heavenly Father, that gives us comfort. It gives us, Lord, a sure standing place, Lord. Because we know if we stand upon you, that sure rock, Lord, Father, all things are well. So we pray now, Lord, as we open the word, Lord, for a moment, just seeking your grace, Lord, seeking that you'd go before. Father, Lord God, committing all of our ways, all that will be said and done unto thee. Lord, things that you wouldn't have said, Lord, please close our mouth and say that which, Lord, you desire to be said, Lord, even on this morning. We pray for those traveling, Lord, please be with them. We pray, Lord God, that you'd give them safe journey, watch over them, keep them, Lord. Father, we've seen, Lord, already, Lord, at the beginning of the service, how the enemy came to bring about a confusion, a little bit of a stir, Lord. But we thank you, Lord, their prayer has gone before and all things are well. Amen. So, Lord, we just continue to look to you. We know you'll be with us in the song worship, that you'd bless, Lord, the song leader, the musicians. Father, Lord, in preparation for the main service. And Lord God, be with our pastor and Daniel where they are, Lord. Bless them at this time. As we give thanks to you in Jesus Christ's name, we pray. Amen. 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 God bless you, saints. If the sister could open for us Numbers chapter 13, verse 27. We'll read up to 33. And they told him and said, "We came unto the land whither thou sent us, and surely it floweth with milk and honey, and this is the fruit of it. Nevertheless, the people be strong that dwell in the land, and the cities are walled and very great. And moreover, we saw the children of Anak there. The Amalekites dwell in the land of the south, and the Hittites, and the Jebusites, and the Amorites dwell in the mountains. And the Canaanites dwell by the sea and by the coast of Jordan." And Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, "Let us go up at once and possess it, for we are able to overcome it." But the men that went up with him said, "We be not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we." And they brought up an evil report of the land, which they had searched unto the children of Israel, saying, "The land through which we have gone to search it is a land that eateth. It eateth up its inhabitants thereof, and all the people that we saw in it are men of great stature. And there we saw the giants, the sons of Anak, which come of the giants. And we were in our own sight as grasshoppers, and so we were in their sight." You may be seated, and we'll read as well. Numbers chapter 14. We'll read from verse 1 up to 4. It reads, "And all the congregation lifted up their voice and cried, and the people wept that night. And all the children of Israel murmured against Moses and against Aaron. And the whole congregation said unto them, Would God that we died in the land of Egypt, or would God we had died in this wilderness?" The verse 3, "And wherefore hath the Lord brought us unto this land to fall by the sword, that our wives and our children should be a prey. Were it not better for us to return unto Egypt? Verse 4, and they said one to another, let us make a captain and let us return into Egypt. So just to finish off on something which we had spoke about a while ago, and we just said we'll finish it. But just looking at the scripture, I think without giving too much of a description, we can already see which way it's going. And we have read so many times about the children of Israel and the different things like that. And we continuously go back to it because the word tells us that they were given to us for an example. Amen. You know? And so we can learn so many things from them. You know, almost every time we read, you see something else different. And the prophet, he taught us that you should find yourself in the scriptures. You know, otherwise, the Bible is just its words. You know, yet we know that the Bible is God. You know, it's more than just words on the pages of a book. And the only way which it can become more real to us is when we can place ourselves there. You know, and I know for one myself that many times I read this, and oftentimes I look at it and I say, what kind of people were these? After so much that the Lord had done for them time and time again. But yet we find that they fell short. And God's patience was worth them, but it didn't it came to an end. There was a cutoff point where God's patience, it ran out. Or God was no longer patient with him. They had crossed that line where the Lord just had to say, enough is enough, you know. And I've looked at that, and many times I have found that myself have fallen into those traps where you forget the goodness of God. You forget what he has done, you know. And that brings in unbelief. And we know unbelief is it's sin. It's a sin in the eyes of God. The Lord, he despises, he hates that. Because even where we read there at the end of chapter 13, it said that when these men here, they came back with the report because they had been sent to go and spy out the land. And when they were sent, they weren't sent just to maybe to cross the border and go up a high mountain and look from there. They went the length of it. They went the breadth of it. They searched out the whole land. Because you could see in their description, which they gave of the land, that they went near and far. Because they came back with the report that, yes, it's true. There's milk and honey. They even brought back the fruits of it. But they also said that it's a land that swallows up its inhabitants. So they looked, they observed, maybe it was quicksand, I don't know. But they seen people crossing a patch of land and they got swallowed up. So they really went and experienced that land. But they came back with a negative report. And the report was so negative that it discouraged the whole congregation of Israel. Only Joshua and Caleb were not discouraged, you know. And it does us good that we sometimes we go back and we look at these things because many times, like we're saying, that spirit of murmuring, it can creep in. You know, it creeps in unawares because we know that we live in the last age. And there's so much that we're up against. You know, the spirit, the anointing that's on this age, it's just contrary to the spirit of God. And it's constantly seeking to break down the faith of the believer. So if we're not mindful, if we're not diligent in our walk, it's very easy that we fall into this same group, you know, because like sometimes we wonder to say, how can it be? Time after time, God has just done so many things for them. And yet, they come back with that report. And one of the things that we've seen that caused the murmuring is that they in their walk with the Lord, because these people, when you look at them, they kept pointing back to Egypt, you know? And you wonder about why were they looking back to Egypt? Because we know that 10 generations, they were slaves, they were mud daubers, they were under heavy oppression, you know? But they had a promise because they were the covenant people. God had promised to deliver them. And Moses had come. God had sent Moses to deliver them. So at a certain point in time, at a certain junction, God had met his promise. But it would appear that these people, they became so conditioned to that heavy oppression that when the Lord delivered them, even though they came out of Egypt, but their hearts didn't leave Egypt. Whether it was a sense of security that they felt there, we don't know. But what we do see is that their hearts remained in Egypt. Because we can see it, and even sometimes they were deluded in their thinking. Because when they left Egypt, they didn't just leave empty-handed. They didn't. The Egyptians so desperately wanted them to leave. They gave them gold. They gave them all that gold that they used to later build a calf and all that. It came from the Egyptians. So it appears that they were overtaken by a false sense of wealth. That, look, why do we need to be here in Egypt eating this food which was prepared by God? They had manna that fell every day, God's food. And yet they said, no, we want the cucumbers. Yeah. And spices that were in Egypt. You see, these people, they had a false sense of security. And there's very much, there's a lot of likeness for us today. Because we, our age, if you read Revelation chapter 3, our age, it says, the word says that you blind, naked, wretched, and you think that you're rich, but you're not. Amen. You see, because the word does tell us, beware of the deception of riches. Amen. And these people, they thought if they took their gold and went back to Egypt, they would be in a better position. But the bottom line of it is that we see that although they physically had departed from Egypt, but their heart was still in Egypt. And that brings us even to where we are. Because it's the condition of the heart that makes the difference. Amen. You know, sister, if you can put up for us there, Proverbs 4:23, I think it is. I really love that scripture. It's a simple scripture, but it's good for us to read it sometimes. It says, keep thy heart with all diligence, because out of it are the issues of life. So their heart, these saints, these children of Israel, was still in Israel. They still had a link for something that kept their hearts in Egypt. Sorry. They didn't want to leave. Physically, they had to go because of what the Lord was doing in their midst. But it's obvious that they didn't want to go, because they come to the Red Sea, the Lord delivers them, he baptizes them. The first issue they have, they murmur. That's the first thing out of their mouth. So it brings us to the condition of the heart, because it reminds us of Lot's wife. Remember, the word said, remember Lot's wife. Lot's wife, angels came to take her out. Angels that she could see, that spoke to them and said, make haste, You have to go now. This place is about to be destroyed. It doesn't get more clearer than that. How we wish that those angels would come here, yet we have them. Every Sunday, the angels are here ministering to us. Those same things. But are we making that haste? Where is our heart? Where are our eyes? You see, Lot's wife, her grandchildren were in Sodom. Her riches were in Sodom. It was so bad, the angels plucked her by the hand and dragged her out of there. But that wasn't enough. It wasn't enough. Because she still, one thing they said, when you go, don't look back. That one, she couldn't keep it. And that was her destruction. So we see that it's the same thing that happened with the children of Israel. Although they departed out of Egypt, they didn't yield themselves to get in line with God's program. Because that's the only thing that makes the difference. They didn't. They took it casually. They caught it on a carnal level. That's all. You know, it's the work of God. Many times it can start in the mind, but that's not the place that the Lord wants to dwell. God wants to dwell in the heart. Because it's from the heart that change happens. It's for, the heart is the one. I think it's Romans chapter 10. Maybe, sister, you can put it up for us there. Verse 10. Oh, time comes. Romans 10, verse 10. It says, For with the heart the man believeth. Maybe I'll get it on here. Romans 10, 10. For with the heart the man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Amen. So it's the heart. That's the place that God wants to turn. We have a message today. The message wasn't to turn the minds. It's a heart-turning message. Amen. To turn our hearts. Amen. You see, so it's the issue of the heart. And like we see here with the children of Israel, they didn't. They gave God their mind. They just followed, apart from Joshua and Caleb. Because we see when they brought, the word says they brought an evil report. So all those things that they were saying was evil in the sight of God. Because God gave them a promise. He said, I've given you that land. It's a land flowing with milk and honey. But they didn't look at the promise. They looked at the circumstances. They looked at the giants. They looked at things which they themselves couldn't overcome. And that's a big mistake. Because we're not a strong people, but we have a strong God. And that's what we need to look at, is the promise of his word. But that word will mean nothing to you unless you allow that word to work on your heart. You see, because the word says, if our hearts condemn us not, you can ask what you will, and it will be done for you. Amen. If our hearts condemn us not, it's a work that has to work and start from the heart. Amen. You know, because just, we'll close now, time is not on our side, but these children of Israel, there's so many things, like we said, that God had done for them. So many miracles, we could list them. You know? But one thing that is found in humans, unfortunately, is slumber, if we could call it that, but a slothfulness, a forgetfulness. You know? And especially if you're not anchored. Because any one of the things which the Lord had done for them, just one thing, was miraculous enough to see them through into the promised land. But yet, because of their unbelief, they put the Lord in a position that time and time again, He had to prove himself. He had to keep on and keep on. And sometimes, like I said, it's easy. I do it all the time. To look at them in the Word of God, who were given for our examples, and say, ah, those people were like this, or those people were like that. But many times that happens to us. You know how we thank the Lord that recently, and it's even over the years, we have so many testimonies. You know, so many. Every weekend we're having a testimony here. You know? And whether it be our precious sister Bibi, where the doctors don't know, how is this woman living with the amount of blood that's in her? Scientifically, it's not possible. We know how it's possible. That's the grace of God. Surely, would the Lord need to do another thing for us to believe that he's more than able to deliver what he has promised? No, he doesn't need to do that. But it's the condition of our hearts, saints. We may be mindful to be conscious of the age that we're living in. We have to be conscious of that. It's a deceitful age. It's an age where we need the grace of God to help us and to deliver us. But I think we'll leave it there for this week, and maybe we'll finish off next time. So thank you for your time, saints. Let's bow our head for a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you once again, Lord, for this opportunity, Lord, to, Father, be here in your house. And Father, we pray and commit, Lord, the rest of the service into your hands. Lord, please be with the song leader, be with the musicians, Father. Lord, please anoint them richly, abundantly, so that, Lord, your children, which, Lord, may be burdened, Lord, with the cares of this life. There's so many challenges, and they come into your house with a heavy heart. But, Lord, through praise and worship, Lord, we ask of thee that you'll break all those shackles, Lord, Father, in preparation for your word, so that when your word comes, it may be a blessing, Lord, to your people. And, Lord, that when we leave here, we can say, Lord, didn't our hearts burn within us as we, Father, as he spoke to us along the way. Speak to us is our prayer. Be with our brother Eli, Lord, who will take the main service. Lord, you use him, Lord, for your glory. Help him, O Lord. Bless him is our prayer. Father God, once again, we pray, Lord, for our pastor, Lord, who's not here, and Daniel, watch over them. Keep them where they are, Lord, and his family, watch over and keep them. Any other saints, Lord, we think of Brother Tendai. He's still out in Zimbabwe. Be merciful to your son. Lord, we just continue to look to you. Bless us now as we commit the remainder of the service, Lord. We commit it into your hands. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen and amen. Amen.